Welcome to Music and the Message from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Gilberts, Illinois. We pray this blend of musical praise and the spoken word will enlighten your day and bring you closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
The following readings and sermon are from the church service on Sunday, May 3rd, 2020.
First reading is from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 42 through 47. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number, day by day, those who were being saved. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is from 1 Peter 2, verses 19 through 25. For this is a gracious thing, when mindful of God, one endures sorrow while suffering unjustly. For what credit is it if, when you sin and are beaten for it, you endure? But if when you do good and suffer for it, you endure. This is a gracious thing in the sight of God. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you may follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief only comes to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and from our Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the 9th chapter of St. John's Gospel account, we hear of Jesus' encounter with a blind man, and how even though this man could not see Jesus, he listens to Jesus' voice as Jesus leads him from blindness into sight. That Jesus gives sight to a man who was blind from birth tells us of his great power. That the Pharisees were enraged with Jesus for performing this great miracle tells us that they were spiritually blind. You know, the Pharisees were so blinded by their anger that they twice interrogated the man whom Jesus had healed. And then, instead of praising God for this mighty work, these religious men berated the man and threw him out of the synagogue. When Jesus heard that they had cast the man out, he condemned the Pharisees as being obstinate and blind fools, for they failed to recognize and acknowledge the truth that was right before their very eyes. And now, this is where our story resumes today as Jesus continues in his teaching. The man whom Jesus had healed is still there, as are the Pharisees, also Jesus' disciples, and likely many others as well who are listening in, just like you and me today. But before we go any further, let's take a look at the gospel reading for today. What do we see there? Shepherds and sheep, thieves and doors. What does this visual of life on a farm have to do with the healing of a blind man and the spiritual blindness of those Pharisees who rejected Jesus? Where to begin? That most of us are far removed today from the routine ebb and flow of everyday farm life, and especially the life of a lowly sheep herder, well, that places us at a disadvantage. That's why we need to listen again to Jesus' words. Our Lord says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his sheep out by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers." Those words describe an intimate relationship between the shepherd and the sheep who follow him. But with that said, how does that relate to us when we don't have that intimate knowledge of how things commonly work when it comes to tending a flock of sheep? What we have here can seem like words of wisdom that are disconnected and disassociated with who we are and what we experience in our lives today. And that, my friends, is quite sad. And is it any wonder that in our own day and age, Jesus is often viewed as nothing more than a teacher, a philosopher who paved the way for the likes of Gandhi or the Dalai Lama? Is it any wonder that his word is so often taken out of context today and treated as nothing more than convenient soundbites? Soundbites that rank right up there with Confucius, with Oprah, and chicken soup for the soul. You know, something's missing here. It's called context, my friends. We need context. And here it is. When does a flock of sheep spend their time in a sheepfold? At night. The shepherd leads the flock out to pasture by day, but at nightfall they are returned to the safety of the pen. And at the gate stands the gatekeeper, who is entrusted with the task of caring for those sheep during the hours of night. There the gatekeeper stands guard, in the stead and by the command of the shepherd. The gatekeeper knows who belongs with the sheep and who does not. And that's why any thief wanting to gain entry must find another way to get in. And so the thief waits until the cover of darkness settles in so that he can sneak in and get his hands on the flock. The thief must get his hands on the flock in order to steal them away. There is no other way to do it. The sheep know the voice of their shepherd, and faithful sheep will not follow anyone else. Faithful sheep will flee from anyone else. The shepherd calls out to his sheep, even in the darkness. They cannot see him, and yet they still know him. They trust his voice. Any other voice, the faithful sheep will not follow. Any other voice belongs to someone other than the shepherd. With that said, we need to take another look at that once blind man, because he is one of God's sheep, a lamb of God living in the darkness, who heard the voice of his shepherd call out to him. And the man responded. He didn't listen to the Pharisees, even when they made threats against him and his family. No, he trusted in the good shepherd and followed his voice. Now, did you know that when this man returned to Jesus, he still did not know that Jesus was God in the flesh? And so Jesus asked him, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" The man said, "Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" And Jesus said to him, "You have seen him. It is I who am speaking to you." To which that man replied, "Yes, Lord, I believe." Do you see what happened here? The man put a face with a voice. He didn't trust in his own eyes or in his own perceptions of how things were supposed to be. He trusted in what he heard, and he heard the voice of Jesus. Then, of course, there's the Pharisees. What did those Pharisees see? Well, actually, they saw it all. They heard it all. At that time, no one knew God's word better than they did. And they knew what that word said about the coming Messiah and his work. And there he was in the flesh, standing there and talking to them. But they would not open their eyes. They refused to see the good shepherd. They blinded themselves to the truth. They chose to live in darkness. You know, the Pharisees claimed to be the shepherds of God's people. But the truth is this: they were nothing more than thieves who snuck in under the cloak of darkness to rob the good shepherd. They wanted the flock for themselves. They put God's sheep in danger. They weren't about to go through Christ or lead anyone else through that gate. They were determined to lead those sheep down a road to hell. They ignored Jesus when he said, "No one comes to the Father except through me." That's why, my friends, a faithful pastor leads the flock entrusted in his care to and through Christ alone. There is no other acceptable way. And if you are not going through the gate of Christ alone, that makes you a thief and nothing else. In our present day, you may be feeling somewhat overwhelmed by all the changes that have recently taken place. As a matter of fact, you may dread the changes that are yet to come. But with that said, I want to assure you of this. Nothing's changed. Nothing's really changed at all. What has always been a dark world of sin remains a dark world of sin. And that's why the Lord encourages you to find safety in the comfort of his sheepfold. Even in the midst of challenges and confrontations and orders, the church continues to stand, even during dark hours, in anticipation of the dawning of our new day, when we find ourselves in the pastures of heaven. And take a look, and you will also find this. In the pages of Holy Scripture, you will always find that night comes before the day. This is how God has intended it to be. There was evening, and there was morning, the first day. That's how God reckoned times. That's our reality right now. Here we are in the night, and we are awaiting the dawn, in a place where the Bible describes as being the valley of the shadow of death. But today we live in the confidence of God's risen Son. And together we look forward to the dawn of a new and glorious day when our shepherd will return in all of his glory, to lead us out into the brilliance of heavenly pastures forever and ever. That's yet to come. Today, through his church, the Good Shepherd continues to call out to his sheep. He calls out to us to be on guard. Out there, thieves continue to lurk. Wolves continue to prowl. And their goal is treacherous and always the same. They want to lure you away. They want to steal your soul. And so, my friends, stay on guard and listen closely. In the midst of this present darkness, listen to the voice of your Good Shepherd. Hear the Good Shepherd's voice piercing the veil of this life's darkness, calling you out from under the grip of sin with his word of forgiveness, and leading you along this life's way to and through the gate of life and into his heavenly pasture. And now, my dear friends, both near and far, may God bless you with the faithful wisdom to simply hear, to believe, and to follow him alone. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Music and the Message, brought to you from St. Peter Lutheran Church, located in Gilberts, Illinois. Worship services are held on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., and on Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. For more information, please visit our website at www.stpeterlutheran.org. Thanks for listening, and God's blessings on your week.